Hello, my audio boo friends, and specifically hello to Sarah. I'd like to offer a little bit more of an explanation on what exactly self-hosting is. Basically, WordPress, you're using it at WordPress.com, and it's hosted by WordPress.com. But WordPress, in and of itself, is a framework through which you can publish web pages. If you go to WordPress.org, that's WordPress.org, you can actually see and read up on how you can download WordPress and install it on another web host and not use it through WordPress.com. Now, to do this, you have to sign up or pay for web hosting. Now, I don't know about the UK. I'm here in North America. Web hosts run anywhere between, $4 and $7 US a month. And you get anywhere from 1 gig up to unlimited bandwidth and unlimited space for your website. Now, so what you would do is you would sign up for a web hosting account, and you basically get an empty shell. You get absolutely nothing. Now, most of these web host sites, including the one you're using, I suspect, or rather, you're just using it, I think, for registration of your domain and not for any web hosting. But you could correct me on that if you wish. But most web hosting sites have what they call one-button installation of a series of softwares, including WordPress, the WordPress system. I'll have to give you some examples. Maybe I'll include some links in the description of this audio boo. So, in essence, when you're self-hosting, you go to WordPress.org, you download the WordPress system or the WordPress software, and then you install it on your web host. But it's a lot more involved than that. That's why a lot of these web hosting sites offer this one-button installation of the WordPress system, among others, again. And what it does is it will install WordPress, all the support files and all the framework. Then it will create your database. I don't want to get you lost here, Sarah, or anybody else listening to this. But then you would create your database and would set up the system to be able to, for you to log in and do your posts as you would on WordPress.com, except it's running on your own website. Currently, I'm not exactly sure how much, Sarah, that you're paying, if it's per month, per year, for WordPress, because you did say that you were paying for it, but I'm not exactly sure, you know, how much you're paying, and I don't want you to necessarily say it on an audio boo, but if you are paying on a monthly basis, and it is more than, say, $5 or $6 US a month, then you may want to consider getting your own website or web host account, and then install WordPress, and then transfer your current WordPress.com information over to the WordPress system that you would have installed on your own web host site. Okay? And I think that's what people were alluding to when they were talking about you going from Postgres to WordPress, and then from WordPress to a self-hosted system. Okay, I'll be right back with part two.